So, anyways, I was listening to Joe Rogan last night. Everybody listens to his podcast. It feels like it's 100 million downloads a month. And one interesting thing he said about podcasting, as he was telling some of his guests that they should start their own, is that not even for the monetary value of it, but that podcasts isolate people from distraction, and we don't even have that anymore. So I'm excited to have you on the show, Sid. What do you think about that?
That's very powerful, especially in the concept of podcasting. So podcasting, based on what I know, has been around for a while, but now people are getting around to it. So what you just said, and particularly Joe Rogan, and he's a very famous guy in the space. So that definitely means a lot.
Well, I know you've been jumping on, it seems like, a podcast every single week. So you've got to see the deeper conversations that happen inside of those podcasts.
Definitely. And what's interesting, Keaton, that I absolutely love about the concept of podcasting is everyone has their own flavor. So it doesn't mean one thing has to be one specific way.
Thank God it is Friday. Woo! Hello, everybody. This is your host, Keaton Linder of Lending a Hand. And as you just heard, we have a very special guest on the show. We're about to get right back into that conversation with Sid. I do want to point out that this episode of Lending a Hand is different. It's more business oriented. Again, all our shows have to deal with business, life of an entrepreneur, and providing value. And the way that we provide value in this show, in this episode 61, is with a gentleman named Sid. And Sid is a master networker. He has been networking all around the world. He's been networking in New York City, the mecca of the universe. And in this episode, as I mentioned in that opening segment about Joe Rogan and podcasting being one of the only forms of distractionless talking, I definitely want your opinions. And you can call in with a voice message, you can send us a voice message. But being that Sid was in a cafe in New York City, you can kind of see and hear, you can't see, but hear most of the background noise. And I'm not saying it was a distraction to Sid, but I think ultimately, when you're dealing and podcasting with people over the phone and you don't have video, or even when you do have video, you can't get the feel for them as much. And that's why next week I'm really excited to start doing in-person interviews. We've done a few in-person, of course, but we are going to now have a full-on studio to do these interviews. You should see video of these coming out Monday or Tuesday. You should see the audio recording here on Lending a Hand. And we're only going to be providing more value, talking with business owners in Little Rock, in Arkansas, and helping them build and grow their business. We're going to prove to y'all, and this is a project we've got going on that I've partnered with a few different companies that we'll talk about Monday more. But I want to prove to you guys the value of podcasting, the value of social, the value of networking, and giving value to other people. And we're going to do that on Lending a Hand. And so, one last topic before we get into this deep dive of networking. Networking 101, networking 201, networking 401. We've got some networking for beginners, how to get in there and kind of make networking fun. Because I know a lot of people just don't like to do it. It's considered work, or it's considered like, oh, I gotta go hang out and hand out business cards. I assure you, that's not what we're gonna be talking about. We're gonna show you some practical ways to network and have fun doing it. So, before we get into that, I wanna congratulate all of my friends that were rooting against me, and I wanna congratulate the Toronto Raptors for winning the 2019 NBA Championship last night. What a game it was, Game 6, one for the history books. I mean, just goes to show you cannot write this stuff. You cannot write the drama that is the NBA. Klay Thompson, it is confirmed, tore his ACL last night, so he's on the mend for about 12 months with Kevin Durant. Kind of crazy how these two put it on the line so much for their teammates, and they come away. They're warriors, no doubt about it. No pun intended. They are warriors, and they fought for their team last night. Unfortunately, Toronto was the better team in this series, and nobody's arguing that. Nobody's arguing Kawhi becoming the third player ever to win Finals MVP with two different teams. And it was a sight to see. I mean, truly, just history went down, as it does every year in sports and in the NBA. But this one, it just felt different. And I know it felt special. I've seen the reactions in Toronto and from Drake. And, you know, I just want to say, live it up in the six, yo. Live it up. And those of you who don't know, the sixth is Toronto. That is where Drake is from. And you best believe they're going to be celebrating for weeks to come. We get the draft next week where Zion will go number one to the Pelicans. And then we've got free agency right around the corner, which will be very different considering Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson's injuries. Will they get max deals? Who knows? We will discuss the NBA on a couple more shows, and we'll have more dedicated podcast for the NBA coming soon from the Lending family. Anyways, let's get on to the conversation with Sid, and I think you're really going to enjoy this. There's a lot of value here for those of you who are entrepreneurs, those of you who just have a side hustle, and for those of you who need LinkedIn in your life. You know, if you're not on LinkedIn right now, you're losing, and maybe you are winning, but I promise you, you are not capping out your full potential. So get on LinkedIn and listen to this conversation with Sid.
Yeah, 100%. Well, hey, Sid, thank you for coming on the show. I know you are in downtown Manhattan today. Welcome to Lending a Hand, everybody. My guest today is Sid Vaidya. He lives in New York City, right there downtown. He is in a coffee shop right now. Sid is a commercial banking professional. I mean, this guy is legit. He only handles business over $10 million. He has been doing this for, correct me if I'm wrong, 25 years, Sid?
Slightly lower, like 20, but yeah, it's about there.
Okay. I was looking up, you know, trying to give you a good, solid introduction because I'm really pumped to have you on the show. So I was looking through your LinkedIn profile, and really, I know that's something we're going to talk about later today, social media, LinkedIn, things like that. Yeah, welcome to Lending a Hand.
Thank you. Thank you, Keaton. Happy to be on. And, you know, I'm happy to speak to your audience. And I'm overall, as a whole, very pleased to be on the show. Thank you.
Okay. By all means, I think we're going to really, my goal with this episode is to rip some people. Sid is not one of those people who's going to waste your time. We like to cut through the fat. And so hopefully we can get into some engaging conversations. But Sid and I, we've never met. Actually, we've, you know, done some video chats and everything, but we met on LinkedIn. And you guys on Lending a Hand know how much I talk about networking. Sid is the guy in networking. I mean, he is such a professional. I'm excited to have him on, and I think he's going to give you some amazing tips at some point today about how to network. But anyways, just the value of this. I mean, the fact that we've never met, Sid, and you're on my show, and we're going to be talking about some really interesting things, just shows how important it is to have that network of people in your life.
Totally, totally. And, you know, a lot of people, at least, you know, just throwing an interesting, you know, thought process to get things moving. When people think of networking, they think of sales. They think of being able to communicate with other people. But they don't think that how much they themselves, may that be in any position in a company, or whatever the profession is, they're always selling. May it be a company, a department, a project, whatever it is. So networking as a whole is so important on a grand scheme of things.
Yeah, and I just actually hate the word. I think the word networking is getting a bad rap even. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
people don't even assume that when I go networking, I'm trying to make friends. People don't assume that. They just think I'm just going to try to sell my product or sell my service. And it's like, so, I'm trying to go make friends.
totally agree with you. And it's funny you bring this up because for the audience, I have a pretty active LinkedIn profile and YouTube and all the other stuff. And in one of the videos, I actually address this, that when you go out networking, most people go in there for a purpose. I go in there because I'm looking to make friends. Because at the end of the day, when you have friends and family, what easier than that?
I agree. And we just got to learn how to change. I think this needs to be something we think about long term, is how do we change that word networking? Because there's a lot of people out there that I know that they want to have cooler friends, or they want to have nicer lifestyles, or they want to have a certain lifestyle that they don't have already. And I think all of that starts with networking and how to understand what that actually means.
Yeah. So at one point, the term networking used to be called a social aristocratic. Like, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because the average person didn't think they needed to go networking. It was meant for a certain level of people at the top. So it was the aristocratic people. And social, meaning it was, you know, you're communicating, you're building a relationship with someone. So it was a social aristocrat.
Yeah, you can't use that word anymore.
No, because that creates an entire whole different level of argument. So for now, let's call it networking, and then we'll change it up accordingly.
I think that's perfect. Hey, everybody, I want to pause this show real quick and send you an important message from Anchor. So we'll be right back with Sid, and we're going to talk a few more interesting topics. And I know Sid has some really good tips that he's going to give in this show. So we'll be right back, everybody.
Guys, I really cannot stress this enough. Go over to anchor.com and check out how you can support this podcast. You don't have to do it with money, but you can send us a voice message. This is your way of being heard. We have over 5,000 downloads and growing. This is a great chance if you're in Arkansas or if you're elsewhere in the world to make a difference, and not just by promoting something, but by having your voice heard and trying to solve problems, trying to lend a hand. Anyways, let's get back to our conversation with Sid.
Awesome. Well, listen, thank you for one, having me on the show. Also, thanks to the audience for listening. Hopefully the first little couple minutes was already a value add. So overall, who is Sid, right? So I'm a commercial banking professional. I've been doing this now for roughly about 20 years. Prior to that, I was also a second generation business owner in a family food business. Once we sold that, I needed to figure out what I needed to do the next part. And that's when I came into this current profession I'm in. But all said and done, all in all, my goal is to help people. And through that concept of helping people, I've, one, looking for relationships on who those people are. You know, people like yourself, Keaton, who said, hey, in Arkansas, we have XYZ that's a little bit of a lack. Well, I said, okay, well, maybe use my expertise on what I know. And so it's really, every day is a different challenge. But who is Sid overall? That's Sid, somebody who's here to help and, change the world, hopefully.
I can attain to that. You've done nothing but add value to what I do. And Sid runs several different networking programs. I know Switch is something that you and I have both talked about doing and setting up here in Arkansas. Tell the audience a little bit more about Switch exactly. More importantly, how do we... Yeah. Like you and I.
Yeah. So I've been an avid networker for north of 10 years. Been with many different groups. Some maybe that in Arkansas, I know like BNI is a pretty big overall established brand. But, particularly not just that, but there's, so many across the country. And even if you look deep into your own area and territory, there's so many smaller groups. So I've been through so many of them. From leadership roles to board of director roles to just being a member. And I've learned from each of them different little things that can better the networking process. But I, you know, when you don't own it, you're just managing it, you can't really call the shots. So I said to myself and one of my buddies, we started this, and I said, you know what, I'm going to take all of the concepts that we've learned and we're going to adapt it into what we call Switch. And it's now called Switch Events. And pretty much it's the networking event that people, there's no exclusivity, but that people that want to come to and they want to learn something. And that, you know, when somebody thinks of networking, they think, okay, I'm going to go to this thing. I'm going to go and find opportunities and I'm going to make a couple relations. And in like two meetings, I'm going to close some deals. But the fact is in most lines of business, it takes five. Can you hear me?
No, I just said boo because of that's how people approach networking. It's like, it's the wrong way to do it.
No, it is totally the wrong way of doing it. And so the most average person, actually, once I started going deeper into the science of closing deals, it takes 5 to 6 runs of any meeting, conversations, and particularly in my line of work, because of the size of the transactions, it takes almost 12 to 15 meetings to get things actually completed. So then the question is, okay, so why do you go to a networking event? To develop long-term relationships that can then prove to give opportunities along the way. So it's a journey, not a transaction.
Yeah.
And that's what Switch is. Switch is the change of mindset. And we, excuse my background, by the way.
Hey, there's
in lower City. Manhattan. So, yeah. So I apologize by, you know, but when you're listening to somebody talk, in your mind, you should already be thinking in a networking meeting or your one-on-one or whatever it is, how you can provide value to them. And that's the challenge most people don't think of. They think, what's my next step? How am I going to come in and kind of, you know, win the deal? There is no deal in the beginning, you know? It takes time.
I think you hit it the nail right on the head. And you have to provide value in, no matter what situation you are, no matter where you work. Most people provide value in their hours that they work. But you know this, and I know this. It's most people don't sit there for 40 hours a week and actually do productive things. I would say they're productive for maybe 10 to 15 of those hours, but the other times they're on Facebook or lollygagging.
Exactly. Yep.
In Arkansas.
Well, that's you know what, and I've worked. Luckily for me, I've had the opportunity to work at different companies as well. So, and also work with other companies, advisory side work. And I've seen what you just said, you know, where I'm walking around, it might be a manufacturing, it might be an IT office. And I'm walking around, I said, what does that guy do? And the guy's, oh, this guy's responsible for XYZ. I said, but he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, so I get it.
It's easy to get comfortable. And I don't think we realize as humans, like how, I don't want to say bad that comfortability is, but it makes you stagnant in life.
Well, that and also purpose, right? So each person has to develop what that purpose is for them. And one thing that, you know, I speak with my wife about, I say, you know, I'll be out networking, you know, 4 to 6 times a week. And that doesn't mean a coffee meeting, by the way, or a lunch meeting or breakfast. I'm talking about
folks. He's in meetings. He's in
actual meetings, you know?
Conferences with hundreds of people.
Exactly. And, you know, I never had experience outside of the Metro New York, New City area, New Jersey, Connecticut, you know, Maryland, all this area, but I haven't had any experience outside of this area, so I can't speak for that. But I could tell you is learning what I've learned from this area, I could be placed in any part of this world and I'll pretty much succeed because this is the place where you're going to learn the most.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Sid, because we are not on a live video. We're not even doing a video chat for this, unfortunately. That will be coming soon here to Lending a Hand. But Sid, you are from India, correct?
You
were born and not raised in India, but born and then moved here at what, 4 years old?
Yeah, 4 or 5, somewhere in that range. Yep.
So for Sid, a guy who, let's just be honest, is of Indian descent, he's had it pretty hard in America compared to, let's just say, me. Like, I'm a white guy. Like, I'm a Caucasian guy. I've got it easy, right? I don't get pulled over for being black and having dreadlocks. And, like, that stuff exists, you know. And I love talking about culture on the show. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay. But
what do you see, like, what's something that many Americans may not know about the Indian culture?
Well, so, and look, I want, first and foremost, full disclosure, I respect every single person. May that be somebody like yourself who's here for whatever X many years, or somebody like myself or my parents. My parents are straightforward, you know, two suitcases and a couple bucks in the pocket and made a life in this country. So, awesome. So there's a lot of value on that level. And then also the people that have been here for 5-6 generations, you know, and you learn culture that way. But where, what is with the Indian culture is that the culture itself is the easiest way to say it is, you know, I grew up in my household, 3 generations living together.
Wow.
And so I learned from my grandparents. So a lot of the things that I do are tied into how my grandparents thought. And, you know, my grandfather said, you want to go to college, you're going to go to college down the street. You're not going to go to college in another state. And that's, so when you ask about culture and Indian culture, it's a very family oriented culture.
I definitely think of the friends that I've had along the years that are Indian, and I can definitely attain to the same thing. They're just so family driven. I've always respected that tremendously.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's, you know, there's no doubt the world is changing, but you know, somebody like myself, I grew up in that type of a household. So I'm going to hope that my children future, you know, are going to have the same type of mindset. At least that's what I can train them for.
It's interesting because that's kind of, as you're talking about networking, they kind of go together with what you're saying. You know,
well,
you guys really value communication and networking. And that's, I don't know, something that I feel that so many Americans just, it's lost value in, you know, like helping other people, networking, getting to know other people.
And so funny little point here, talking about helping other people. And, you know, something else, you know, and I don't want to keep giving you plugs, but, you know, I'm a board member for a local Boys and Girls Club chapter. So I support the Boys and Girls Club quite often. And, you know, when I see somebody, you know, the Boys and Girls Club's only really up until right before college, right? High school end. And we have 3 facilities that overall the board manages and makes sure everything's, you know, going well. And when I see, like, most recently, we have one of our kids, we call him, you know, he, one, got a full ride into Harvard, but two, he's going to be participating in the Olympics. And it's like, wow, this is life changing, you know, something that I've been able to help somebody. And that's one person. I go out there and I do self-development skills for these kids and teach them. And I do that at colleges too. There's no, I'm not one of those that says, hey, this is my hourly rate. I'm going in there. Somebody reaches out and says, hey, Sid, can you talk to the kids about XYZ? No problem. Because I know that that's the future of America.
100% agree. And it's so crazy. It's so, I could talk about this for hours, man, that how interesting it is for children to grow up. I heard this statistic one time, and it's always stuck with me, okay? It said that 80%, no matter how much you end up learning in life, 80% of everything that you really learn, your habits, your EQ, emotional intelligence, they happen between the ages of 4, 5, and 6 years old. And so,
yeah,
as you're talking about how important kids and children are, it's like when you think about, we are just molded by our family, right?
Totally, totally. And, you know, I've actually read, and I'm actually trying to rethink who that author was, and I really can't bring it up right now, but there was an author that, and he's a child psychologist pretty much, and a family man himself. And he says the first 1 to 3 is when you're going to teach the child actual, like, the feel, right? Yeah. That I'm your father, mother, I'm this person, I'm that person. You're going to teach them. But that 4 to 7 is when you're going to teach them skills. And so from 1 to 7 really is life changing for a child.
Yep. And that's why it's so, you see so many people out there that it just seems they don't necessarily shouldn't be raising the kid because they're still raising themselves. And that comes down to self-awareness and everything. You got to know who you are, but
totally.
Lots to talk about here. Hey, Sid, but before we go to another quick break and then we'll kind of round this up because I know you got to get going to a meeting, but where can people find you at? I know you are on LinkedIn. You have almost 9,000 connections there. That's probably where you want them to go and add you most.
It's
YouTube.
I tell people that if you want to get right in front of me in a notification on my phone, LinkedIn is the way to go, because Apple and Samsung and any of those other devices have made it so easy that when somebody adds somebody on LinkedIn, it pops up first thing right on their phone. So, and it's too complicated to turn those notifications off. So most people can be reached. Most people can reach me via LinkedIn. My name, which Keaton will probably put on the show, but it's Sid Vaidya. Last name is V for Victor, A-I, D for David, Y-A. So you're welcome to add me, connect with me, and just mention Keaton Show. So at least I know where it's coming from.
I'll definitely mention that in the show notes. And we'll be right back with some Sid tips and to close out this episode of Lending a Hand, y'all. Okay, we are back. Very thankful to have Sid on the show today. I think there's a lot of value here, man. And so you can always go back and rewind this, everybody. Listen again. That's the great thing about podcasting is you can listen whenever. It's kind of like Netflix. But Sid, before you go, I know you have these tips on YouTube. You call them Sid tips. I definitely want some of these for LinkedIn. But before we talk about LinkedIn, man, I got to tell you a quick story. I was talking to a woman a few days ago, a professional woman. We were in a professional setting, and we were talking about, you know, potentially working together, and we really got along, and we really vibed, as the younger people, my crowd says. But I tried to convince her about LinkedIn, and she was an older woman in her late 40s, and I tried to convince her about getting a LinkedIn. She just said, no, I'll never get that. That's for my kids. That's something that – and her kids are almost as old as me, you know. And so that's something that I really want you to touch on, because being in New York City, I know people may not relate to that as much. Like, oh, you're in New York, you got to have that. But just, I can attain to the power of LinkedIn and what it's done for me in the past few years, just connecting me with so many different podcast guests. But what are some tips? And before you give us some tips, what are some reasons for having LinkedIn and the value of it ultimately? That's
what we're trying to do. Yeah. No, that's awesome. So I appreciate your plug first and foremost on YouTube. So I'm building out my YouTube. I started it in January. Luckily, it's moving very well. So if you want to connect with me on YouTube and subscribe, it's Sid Tips, one word, which, you know, hopefully Keaton, you can plug that in the show notes. That would be wonderful. But, you know, so talking about LinkedIn, so, you know, if I said that LinkedIn was the end all be all, I would be totally wrong, because there's probably going to be something that sooner or later will come out even better. Mm-hmm. But for the last 10 years of me having LinkedIn, I have not only gotten 4 job opportunities. So for the people that are in the job market, okay. But also I've driven so much in revenue for all the places I've worked just because of my LinkedIn networking. And a lot of people are now diving into that LinkedIn networking. And so why to have LinkedIn is not because, oh, it's another social media platform, but treat it as a job searching and a sales and prospecting network. It's that additional arm that, you know, one is the phone book that you might be calling every day from. 2 is that email that you're emailing list every day. And 3 is now the LinkedIn. So treat it like that. And when you start treating it like that, you start using it. I use it 4 hours a day. So I truly mean that I use LinkedIn. Right. And that's clearly proven, because I've it's close to 9,000 people that follow me on LinkedIn.
The value is there. I've got 1/3 of that. And I can say I've gotten dozens of guests from LinkedIn for this show. And I've gotten business from this show, from LinkedIn. I've gotten so much value from having it out there. And I know so many people, I think, here in Arkansas, we just are not as entrepreneurial. We have a lot of corporations. You know, we got great Walmart. Breaking up there a little bit, Sid.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay, okay. So what are some good tips? And do you have any more Sid tips for us?
Oh, there's unlimited. So again, if you want to see some of the videos, it's definitely on YouTube. But I'll pick one up that lately has been so much top of mind is when people are telling me about LinkedIn and LinkedIn networking, right? So how does somebody find that other person on the other side, and how do they actually engage? And what basically, I'll start just the one sip tip that I'll you know, started here was, if you're looking to find somebody, I'll give you a simple thing. Go onto LinkedIn. Hopefully you have a profile. And on the search bar, type in whatever you're searching for, company and job position. Mm-hmm. And you will be totally shocked. And this, a little bit of a story, right? I enjoy storytelling. Yesterday, somebody reached out to me and said, hey, Sid, I'm in the insurance business and I'm looking for HR professionals. Can you give me some insight as to how it works on LinkedIn with this? This was my answer to him. I said, how many companies do you know in this space that you're looking to capture? He gave me five names of actual company names. I said, all you have to do is very simple. You type in the company name and you type in HR. And he was totally, his mind was totally shocked. He says, oh my God, that's it's that easy? I said, it's that easy. Because a lot of people are not really sure how LinkedIn works. So topics that I bring up demystify the conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's at the very, very basic level of just a simple tip, Sid tips that I want to mention.
There's a lot to build off of that. I mean, it's just like having a conversation with somebody on the street. Just send them a thoughtful message.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where the engagement starts. But all of this wouldn't have happened if I wasn't the avid networker that I am. Because when you walk into a networking event, you don't generally know anyone. And so treat LinkedIn the same way. When you see so many people on LinkedIn that you want to connect with, what would you do if the same people put in a networking group or an event? What would you do? Same thing.
Got to engage. And with exactly. That, the same thing it means on social media. It means just talk to others. Genuinely try and learn about them. And, you know, this is something that a lot of my friends will say, hey, I'm open-minded. I'm like, well, why aren't you networking? Or why aren't you doing this? Oh, no, no, no. And the first thing is that they become a no man. And if you've ever seen that with Jim Carrey, yes, man. I don't really enjoy the no men and the no women in my life. I like the people that say yes to things, that are open to it, because you never know what opportunities can present themselves.
No, and look, just, you know, one other fun Sid tip, and that one of my mentors actually has taught me is a quote that he always says, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And basically, go and find the right people that you want to connect with that's going to build your legacy. So, you know, when the naysayers are there and they say XYZ, you say, okay, nice knowing you. Move on to the people that will listen.
I think that is really good advice to end the show with. Sid, felt like we lifted a hand very well today. This was a really good networking talk. I know we'll have you back on the show at some point. I'll make sure to tag you and everything in the show notes. But is there anything you want to leave the listeners with? Anything at all that's on your mind? I will talk a little bit more in this episode about entrepreneurialism, and I'm going to build off of what you just said as well. But anything you want to leave us with?
Yeah, look, it's very simple. Networking, all this fun stuff, it's all there. But the fact is, if a person just understands the other person on the other side, and they can show that there's some level of value they can prove to the other person, it'll go a long way. So if I can mention one thing to the audience, That's the one thing I want to say. Networking, LinkedIn, everything aside, just do something good for somebody and you'll change the world.
Again, very thankful to have Sid on the show. Make sure to go to Sid Tips in the show notes and check him out on YouTube. And if you want to talk with Sid, add him on LinkedIn. He does have an Instagram. You can add him there as well. I know he'll send you a message. If you want to reach out to him, he will get back with you. That's what a master networker does. They respond, they actively engage, and they talk with you. So, got a special bonus if you've listened in this far. Listen to the after the show notes, and we've got a special bonus investing tip from Sid, who, as you may have heard in the beginning, only does business with companies that are making $10 million or more. So this guy handles some big business. He's got some ideas and some ways to practically invest your money and invest your time. So thank you again for listening to Lending a Hand. I look forward to hearing your feedback and your messages from this episode. You can do those and send those on Anchor. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube coming soon. And next week, especially, we're going to have a studio and we can't wait to hear you guys and what you think about our videos and the content we will have coming soon. TGIF, everybody, enjoy your weekend, be safe, and be on the lookout for our micro episodes, which are under 10 minutes long. This is Keaton Linder signing off.
Sid, how can I invest more into myself, and what does that mean to you? And do you have some tips for me there?
Yeah, so awesome bonus section, and thank you. So it's real simple. What you just said, invest in yourself, right? So Sid Tips to me was that platform because I realized that there was enough people out there that still needed to learn. And so what investment in self-development means is getting out there and learning. Now, you may say, okay, I need to go buy another program or I need to do this. But the fact is, it's all out there. YouTube, podcasts, you want to do it, it's totally free. But you need to make a structure, figure out what you want to actually learn, and then go and figure it out for free before going and committing to a cost. And once you commit to a cost, run it through. That's it, man.
Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate the bonus section here.